From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
ACP diplomats in Brussels express fears that EC investors will find it more attractive to invest in the East. In Suriname, Jungle Commando Ronnie Brunswick says he wants Bouterse restored as peace talks negotiator. And a Haitian is chosen for the top job of coach of the British senior men's volleyball team. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Brussels, diplomats of the African, Caribbean and Pacific group of countries are uneasy over the European community's drive to rebuild the crumbling economies of Eastern Europe. They're worried that community aid and investment will be diverted to Eastern Europe. In addition, they fear that the community's drive to open its market to Eastern European goods could make it even more difficult for ACP states to export to the EEC. Reporter Shada Islam in Brussels has been following up the ACP's concerns.
Most ACP officials I talked to made it clear that they were all in favour of closer East-West ties. Less spending on arms, they said optimistically, would mean the European community would have more funds to invest in third world development projects. But it is the EC's complete involvement in events taking place in Eastern Europe and its perceived neglect of ACP and other developing country problems that is causing most concern. The EC has already committed itself to giving the 68 ACP states almost $13 billion in aid over the next 5 years. The five Eastern European countries, excluding East Germany, which may soon become an EC member, have been promised almost $3 billion in aid for a three-year period. Comparing the two figures, one ACP ambassador said EC aid to the East worked out to about $60 a head, compared to a small $7 a head to the ACP countries. Fears that EC investors will find it more attractive to put their capital in the East rather than in ACP countries are being voiced here. One top EC official told me that while EC aid was unlikely to be affected, private businesses would probably now switch their investment plans from the South to the East. News that more and more of the EC's top development experts are forsaking the ACP department to seek work in the small but increasingly influential East European division has stirred ACP anxiety. Such an exodus could have serious repercussions on the implementation of the recently signed Lomé Trade and Aid Convention. Important projects in the Caribbean and elsewhere could be delayed, and European expertise in the critical new area of structural adjustment will be seriously lacking. Even the European Commission is worried. Unless the EC can find new top-level development experts, it could find itself playing second fiddle to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. This is Shada Islam for Caribbean Report in Brussels.
4 years after leading an army rebellion against Commander Desi Bouterse, Suriname's Jungle Commando leader Ronnie Brunswick appears anxious to repair the relationship. Brunswick, a former army sergeant and bodyguard of Bouterse, wants the government to restore the commander to his role as a negotiator in the peace process. Last week, Bouterse surrendered that mandate after a row with President Shankar. There's been speculation in at least two international newspapers recently that Suriname's government could soon be toppled by another military coup. As Chandra van Binnendijk reports from Paramaribo, Ronnie Brunswick's show of support for Commander Bouterse will not go unnoticed.
Jungle Commando leader Ronnie Brunswick wants the government to give back Commander Bouterse his mandate to lead the peace talks. He's very critical of the government's accepting Bouterse's withdrawal from the talks, pointing at the progress that was made in creating conditions to bring an end to the war in the interior. The government hasn't been very successful in resuming its dialogue with the Jungle Commando. After Bouterse gave back his mandate, Assembly Chairman Mr. Lachman had a meeting with Brunswick earlier this week and reported to President Shankar he had discussed four options with the Jungle Commando to reach peace. Brunswick, however, denies this, and in a public statement yesterday, he made known that Mr. Lachman had refused to pass on his request to the government for giving back the army commander his mandate to continue the peace talks. Brunswijk dissociates himself from the Kourou agreement he signed last year with the government and stressed that a new agreement is necessary, something he and Bouterse had almost achieved. He therefore wants the government to include the army commander in any negotiations to be held on the issue of peace. It is not an easy task to end the almost four-year-old armed conflict. As Commander Chas Meynals of the military authority told BBC Caribbean Report, this will take more than just putting down of arms.
Some of the points are not so easy, especially talking about dismantling the jungle commando. They have to give back their arms. They have to dismantle their structure, dismantle their organization, and so on. I don't think that this is an easy task. At the same time, I think that government has to work out a plan how to develop the interior for the benefit of the people living in the interior, because